Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He hath no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we are continuing the classes of the spiritual clinic, and inshallah today we will have the last class of related to the topic of Allah's mercy, and the title of the class is Are You Merciful As Your Lord Is The Most Merciful. Actually, it was the mercy of the Most Merciful to grant us the knowledge about His mercy and His grace. We all learn that Allah's mercy is the greatest blessing, as it is the source of the feeling of peace, tranquility, security, and contentment, which are the fundamental needs of the spirits in this worldly life. Allah's mercy is the source of feeling of hope and patience, which are the support at the time of trials and hardship. Allah's mercy is the cave where the spirits can hide. It is the shelter where the spirits can take rest. And it is the river which provides the spirits with the sweet waters. All the above feelings are the personal effect of Allah's mercy when it will touch your spirit. But also, Allah's mercy will become a stimulus for your spirit to become merciful to all around you. Again, but also Allah's mercy will become a stimulus for your spirit to become merciful to all around you. Accordingly, the rule is, when a spirit is touched by Allah's mercy, it will, number one, feel hope, tranquility, peace, and reassurance. Number two, it will become merciful to all around it. So the question is, what is the meaning of being merciful to all around you? Mercy is a sign of humility. It also removes arrogance. Mercy means showing understanding, help, and sympathy. That is to say, the feeling of concern about people's affairs, sharing their pains and aspiration, and also coming to their aid. Your parents, your wife or husband, your kids, your relatives, your neighbors, your Muslim community and all the community, and any living creature, for example, plants or animals, all are in need of your mercy. So logically, Allah's mercy has to be the goal of every believer. Let us today learn from the Quran and the Hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the ways to have Allah's mercy. First, we will learn from the Quran. Allah, the Almighty, mentioned the ways of to His mercy in many verses in the Quran. And today, inshallah, we will learn about these verses. First, we will learn about reading the Quran and coming close to the Quran to become the way, the book of your manners and values, coming to the Quran to become the way of your life, is the way and the source of Allah's mercy. In order to know about this, inshallah, we will start reading now from the Quran. We will start reading from Surah 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 155. Now, inshallah, from Surah number 6, verse number 155. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لكم ترحمون.
And this is a blessed book, the Quran, which we have sent down, so follow it and fear Allah. Do not disobey His orders, that you may receive mercy, be saved from the torment of hell.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling about the Quran, the blessed book. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it for us to follow it and to fear Allah, that is to say to obey the commands of Allah which are mentioned in the Quran, so that we may receive mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order to have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must follow the rules of the Quran and obey the commands of Allah which are mentioned in the Quran, so that inshallah we will receive Allah's mercy. Then now we will read about the Quran and how it is a way to Allah's mercy from Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 52 and verse number 52. So now we will read from Surah number 7, verse number 52. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد جئناهم بك. Surah number 7, verse number 52. وَلَقَدْ جِئْنَاهُمْ بِكِتَابٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Certainly we have brought them a book, the Quran, which we have explained in detail with knowledge, a guidance and a mercy to a people who believe.
Also in the same surah, Surah Al-A'raf, in verse number 204, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the Quran and how it is a way for His mercy. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So when the Quran is recited, listen to it and be silent that you may receive mercy.
Actually, inshallah, I will clarify about the relation of the Quran with the mercy and how the Quran actually is the most important source of Allah's mercy on the earth. Inshallah, after we learn about the rest of the verses of the Quran. Now we will read from Surah number 10, verse number 57, again to know about the Quran as a source of mercy for the believers. Surah number 10. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين.
O mankind, there has come to you a good advice from your Lord, enjoining all that is good and forbidding all that is evil, and a healing for that disease of ignorance, doubt, hypocrisy, and differences, which is in your heart, a guidance and a mercy, explaining lawful and unlawful things for the believers.
Thank you very much. Okay. Also, again in Surah number 16. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم which is Surah Al-Nahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the Quran. Actually, in most verses, surahs of the Quran, Allah is mentioning that the Quran is the source of His mercy. I am choosing some of the verses because we cannot have all of them. But just to realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us about the role of the Quran as the source of mercy for the believers. Inshallah, I will discuss this with you now in detail. But first, let us recite now from Surah number 16, verse number 64 and 89. Verse number 64 from Surah number 16. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أنزلنا عليك الكتاب إلا لتبين لهم الذي اختلفوا فيه وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And we have not sent down the book, the Quran, to you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, except that you may explain clearly to them those things in which they differ, and as a guidance and a mercy for a folk who believe.
Thank you.
Again, in the same surah, we will recite verse number 89. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم نبعث في كل أمة شهيدا عليهم من أنفسهم وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء ونزلنا عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة وبشرى للمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And remember the day when we shall raise up from every nation a witness against them from amongst themselves. And we shall bring you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a witness against these. And we have sent down to you the book, the Quran, as an exposition of everything, a guidance, a mercy, and glad tidings for those who have submitted themselves to Allah as Muslims.
Again, inshallah, we will read now from surah number 28, surah al-Hadid, and we will read verse number 86. So now we read from surah number 28. Surah number 28, sorry, is Surah Al-Qasas. And we will read verse number 86. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كنت ترجو أن يلقى إليك الكتاب إلا رحمة من ربك فلا تكونن ظهيرا للكافرين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And you were not expecting that the book, this Quran, would be sent down to you. But it is a mercy from your Lord. So never be a supporter of the disbelievers.
So actually, we learn from the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that the most important way to have Allah's mercy is the Quran. So we need to know more about this fact so that inshallah we can have the Quran as a source of Allah's mercy in our worldly life. This will be the first way to have Allah's mercy is through the Quran. Actually, we must know that the Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The careful student of the Quran is bound to find an amazing wealth of statement and directives in the Quran, which is an ocean of knowledge. The Quran takes man as a complete entity and explains his origin, potentials, field of actions, reactions, responses, as well as his inner self. It is also the unique approach of the Quran, as it takes human nature by the hand and moves it up gently, step by step, yet with much energy and clarity of vision. It gives the human spirit the true knowledge, firm reassurance, consistency of action, and a clear and relaxed awareness of the fundamental truths of existence. The fact is that the one who has revealed the Quran is the creator of man. Who knows his creation, he is closer to man than his jugular vein. That is to say, he is very close to the man. The meaning of this, sister, simply is that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for the humanity a book. That book explains to the human being all what is related to their origin, potentials, reactions, how to live, what is the truth, what is the way to have mental peace, how to be united, how to enjoy life, what is the reality of life, the reality that there is this worldly life is a test, how to live the test, how to be successful in the test, and the reality that there is another life, the reality that the most important goal of creation and the only goal of creation of mankind is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the reward of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and in the life to come? The Quran mentioned a lot of the stories of the prophets to give to the believers the proofs that whoever is believing in the unity of Allah, Allah will save him in this life and Allah will make the paradise his final destination. The Quran is the book of the true knowledge and firm reassurance. If you are looking for a human being on the earth who is having the firm reassurance and consistency of actions and the clear and relaxed awareness of the truth of existence, it will be only the human being who is the careful student of the Quran. This is the reality, and actually whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him or her his mercy to live close to the Quran, he will be or she will be the one to realize this reality to the extent that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. So let every one of us as believers believe in this fact, and then let every one of us try to become close to the Quran, and then to evaluate the changes which will happen to his or her spirit. It is the Quran that has a unique and overpowering appeal to human nature in everything it says. Allah challenged humanity to produce anything similar to the Quran, as it always remains a book of superior excellency. But beyond all of this, the subject matter of the Quran remains its outstanding strength. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 203. Read about Surah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 7, verse number 203. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذَا لَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بِآيَةٍ قَالُوا وَإِذَا لَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بِآيَةٍ قَالُوا لَوْلَا اجْتَبَيْتُهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَبِّي هَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And if you do not bring them a miracle, according to their Quraysh pagans' proposal, they say, "Why have you not brought it?" Say, "I but follow what is revealed to me from my Lord. This, the Quran, is nothing but evidences from your Lord, and a guidance and a mercy for a people who believe."
The Quran is responsible by Allah's will for a great mercy in the human spirits, as it touches it directly, provides it with the hope, reassurance, tranquility, and peace, which are the fundamental needs for the healthy, balanced, active, happy, and living spirit. The Quran is the mercy of Allah, which you can feel it inside depths of your spirit when you come to the Quran with the following conditions. Number one, the belief that the Quran is the unique method in presenting the truth of existence to man nature, because it is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, you must have the intention to realize and understand its message and also to follow its rules, as it is the message of guidance from the Lord of the heavens and the earth. So we Muslims, the believers, must have a rule that for every one of us, he who is looking for the mercy of Allah to fill his heart with the hope, tranquility, and reassurance, you must come to the Quran with these states of consciousness. Now, inshallah, I will clarify to you a very important fact. Most of the Muslims, inshallah, are interested to recite the Quran and to learn the Quran and to follow the Quran. But the problem is that most of the Muslims are always complaining that the bond between us and the Quran is not so strong. And whenever we try to come to the Quran, we feel sleepy or we feel, that we are not understanding it. So after a few minutes or after half an hour maximum, we will actually close the Quran and say, Alhamdulillah, I finish it, in spite of the fact that in reality, the message doesn't touch my heart to the extent which I was expecting. This is actually a complaint which I always hear from the sisters. Inshallah, now I will try with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you some states of consciousness which you have to prepare yourself before coming close to the Quran. Every time you want to recite the Quran, try to revive these states of consciousness so that inshallah when you will start reciting the Quran, inshallah you will feel that you have a bond with the Quran, and then inshallah immediately while you are reciting the Quran, you will feel that a lot of burden is getting out from your heart. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the Quran inshallah will touch your hearts. So number one, when you come to the Quran, say to yourself, I am in Allah's presence. This is number one. You must realize this. The Quran is not any book. The Quran is not like any book, because all the books are written by human beings except the Quran, which is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I come to the Quran, before coming to the Quran actually, suppose I'm planning to recite the Quran every day, for example, for half an hour. So before coming to the Quran, 5 minutes before, I have to prepare myself. I have to tell to myself, for example, Mona, now wake up. Mona, now be more concentrating. Mona, now get all the problems and the issues of the worldly life out. Because Mona, now when you will open the Quran, you will be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hear His words while your mind is full with the worldly issues. Mona, you will not get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He clarified that it is mostly through His book. So before coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to prepare myself for recitation of the Quran. Inshallah, gradually, when you will prepare yourself before coming to the Quran for some time, after maybe 1 or 2 months, you will have this feeling of the bond with the Quran, inshallah, inside your heart. Again and again, sister, before clarifying to you the states of consciousness which every believer must have before recitation of the Quran, I want every one of you to ask herself, when you will be having a meeting with someone important in your life, you will not prepare yourself? The answer is yes, I will prepare myself. If I will have a meeting, for example, with the head of the manager of my work, I will put a very good clothes and I will prepare very nice words and I will make my mood in the best shape, so that during the meeting I will be in my best shape. This is when we meet the human being. When I meet my husband while he is coming from work, in spite of the fact sometimes I am sick or I am not in a good mood, I have to tell to myself, now this is my husband. He has rights on me. He is a trust in my life. So I must have a good mood. I must have good clothes. I must meet him with a big smile. When I meet my sister in the masjid, and I come to the masjid sometimes to give the class while still I am having problems in my life, but my sisters are trust in my life, so when I come to meet them, I have to be again in a good mood, and I have to be choosing the very nice words, and I have to be patient and calm, in spite of the fact maybe I am stressed with some personal problems. So whenever you meet any person in your life, and that person is important for you, you will always try to put yourself in the best shape for the sake of that person. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sister, this is the basic fundamental facts which every Muslim has to know and has to give it attention. If you are a believer in the unity of Allah, if you are a believer that all affairs are only up to the word be, if you are a believer that you have a lot of problems in your life which you are looking forward for it to be solved, but you also believe that there is only one who can solve all the problem, who can change this difficult hardship which you are living, that only one has a book. When you open the book, you will be in his presence. So we are supposed to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be in his presence while our mind is full with the nonsense worldly issues, or we are supposed, before meeting the Lord of the heavens and the earth, to prepare ourselves. As you give attention to prepare yourself before going to the mall, okay, be a human being with a mind. Okay, so use your mind in the correct way. My mind in the correct way means that the most important meeting in my life is the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I have to prepare myself in the best shape for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, sisters, inshallah, let us all learn how we can get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran. Actually, we are the winners from this meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be sure that you will gain a lot of guidance and a lot of mercy and a lot of reward from that book. And this is the only book in life which has these characters. So, number one, before coming to the Quran, actually, I have to be very happy. This is the issue, sisters. We are happy when we are about to gain some most of the worldly issues. But when we come to the Quran, we always come to the Quran in order to have the reward of the reading the Quran, or inshallah also to have knowledge. But our feeling is not always clear for us. You must be extremely happy, and the real happiness must come to your heart when you recite the Quran, or when you pray to Allah, because this is another meeting with Allah, or when you do the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the three events in our worldly life. We Muslims and believers must be the events of happiness. When you tell me today, Mona, do you have any event of happiness? Are you going to buy any new clothes? Are you going to have a party for dancing and singing? Yes, to have happiness. I tell you, no, no, my sister, all praise to Allah. When I come close to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teaches me the events of happiness in this life. Inshallah, every day the believer is having an event of happiness in his life. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I pray and I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am supposed to have these five time events of happiness. When I do dua to Allah, I am extremely happy because I have the bond with the source of mercy, happiness, tranquility, and peace. And when I open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very important point, sisters. You cannot come close to Allah except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for you to recite His book, be very happy. Be very happy. Tell to yourself, it is not for everyone to open the book of mercy, the book of guidance, the book of reward. Most of the Muslims are having the Quran in their houses and their cars, but not most of them are reciting the Quran and getting the guidance and mercy from that book. So whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you to come to close, to have the intention to start recitation of the Quran, feel extremely happy. From the depth of your heart, forget about anything in the worldly life. If someone is inviting you for a meeting, or you are preparing a good meal, or whatever, tell to yourself, now I am extremely happy because I feel that I am attached to the Quran. I need and I like and I want to sit with the Quran. Because when I sit with the Quran, I am in the presence of my Lord. My Lord is the only one whom, inshallah, will make my heart full of reassurance and hope after recitation of His book. And also my Lord is the only one who can solve my problems, which are a disaster in my life. So number one, always feel the truth. The truth in this life is that the events of happiness must be the events when I meet the Lord, the one who has the word be, the one who has the mercy and the will, the one who has all my affairs in His hand. Whenever I meet Him, I have to be very happy. So before recitation of the Quran, when inshallah I have the intention, every one of us must have fixed time in his day or night to recite the Quran, because this is the time when I will have the bond, when I will be in the presence of Allah. I want to be in His presence. I want to open the book of guidance and mercy. So number one, you must adjust your psychological feeling correctly. That I am not sad, I am not overwhelmed with problems, I am not I am not depressed. No. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. I am a Muslim, I am a believer. I have a lot of events of happiness in my life. And now, inshallah, I will change all my mood. How you will change your mood? Someone will tell you. Now I will recite the Quran. When I will recite the Quran, inshallah, I will feel the mercy of Allah because I will have the bond with the Lord of the mercy. So when I will have the bond with Him, my heart will be full of mercy. If my heart will be full of mercy, inshallah, all my mood will be totally changed. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who creates me, He clarified to us about the Quran. So number one, before coming to the Quran, you must feel, alhamdulillah, that it is the mercy of Allah to make you to come to the book of guidance and mercy. Now, number two, that you are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, that you are hearing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Quran is the speech of Allah. Try to imagine, sisters, how the Quran is very unique miracle in our worldly life. Because the Quran is the speech of Allah. Try to imagine that the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the one whom you are looking for Him and begging Him to change your situation, you will have a speech with Him now. This is very encouraging. This is glad tidings to the spirit of the believer. I have the hope. Now I will have the speech with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, say to yourself, Allah addresses me directly when I read the Quran. Now Allah is talking to Mona. All praise to Allah. Number four, say to yourself, every word of the Quran is meant for me. Because the Quran is the message for every believer. Number five, say to yourself, when I read the Quran, I have a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number six, say to yourself, Allah will surely give me all the reward from recitation of the Quran. This reward is in the form of healing, cure, light, and guidance in this worldly life. And also, it will be in the form of the good deeds which will make the paradise my final destination. At that point, you will, inshallah, feel that your spirit is so attached to the words of your Lord. As these Quranic words, it pours or fills your spirit with the knowledge, guidance, solutions, wisdom, clarifications, and proofs for all the matters around you. Sisters, when you come to the Quran with the states of consciousness, which I clarified to you now, believe me, while you are reciting the Quran, you will feel a lot of relief in your spirit. And you will start to feel that there are other rooms Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that life is not so tight. Life is so wide. There are still a lot of solutions. The conditions are not so bad. Life is still good. You will feel that your psychological condition is changing gradually. And you will not be sure how this is coming. No one knows how this is happening. But this is the mercy of the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in the previous verses which we learned today. That when you come to the Quran, you will have the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah means that the spirit situation will be changing gradually from a state of sadness, unhappiness, loneliness to a state of reassurance, hope, and peace. And actually, when you will have this feeling with the Quran, your heart will become very attached to the Quran. This is the most important step in relation with the Quran. You will be all the time feeling that I need the Quran. I want to recite the Quran. Please give me the Quran. I am in need of the Quran. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your heart have a bond with the Quran. All the time when you are not in a good shape, to the people around you, I need the Quran. Inshallah, you will be always looking for the Quran all the time to be close to you. As at the time of adversity is the Quran is the shelter and the cave where you can have the rest, the hope and the protection and the peace of mind. And at the time of prosperity, it will be the reminder for you to thank the one who is the source of your happiness and prosperity. Again and again, sisters, actually I want to clarify to you from my personal experience, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I lived these states of consciousness with the Quran years ago. And at that time, I was having a lot of problems in my life. I was working and I stopped working. My parents, both of them, they died suddenly, one after the other. And I stayed home in one of the Gulf countries, totally lonely. And I was wondering how I can continue my life without my parents, without my job. My husband is working day and night, and my kids are in the school. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes my spirit to start to move towards the Quran. And I started to come to the Quran with the steps which I clarified to you. I start to tell to myself, if I lost my parents and I lost my job and my husband is very busy, I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can come to the book every day as a big event in my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that I lived this situation around 20 years ago when I was alone in one of the Gulf countries. Every day at 10 o'clock in the morning, after I pray Fajr prayer and I clean my house, I will sit alone and I will get the Quran and I will make a cup of tea. Then I will start to recite the Quran loudly from the depths of my heart, as if I am sitting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day after day, day after day. After 1 month, I started to feel complete healing in my spirit. And I start to feel that all praise to Allah. Life is still good. Life is still having a lot of hope. I can be an active person and I can be a positive person and I can continue my life with the guidance and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately I started to feel that I must have the Quran daily in my life as an event of happiness and mercy and guidance. The Quran is my companion in my worldly life. And since then, all praise to Allah, I started every day to increase the time with the Quran. I started with half an hour, then with 40 minutes, then with 50 minutes, then with 1 hour. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that my health condition changed completely. And my psychological condition, my attitude with my husband, with my kids, with life. And actually, my husband was so surprised. He was telling me that after the death of your parents and after you stayed at home, after you were working for a long time, all these events happened to me actually once. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Quran, all praise to Allah, make the Quran the healing and the cure and the mercy in my life until now. Now and until I die, inshallah, if you ask me, Mona, what you want from the worldly life, I tell you, give me the Quran. Just the Quran. Only the Quran. None of my family, none of my whatever I have worldly issues, I don't want anything. Just give me the Quran. The Quran is my connection with my Lord. So long as I am having the connection and the bond with my Lord, I am sure 100%. That inshallah everything will be alright, that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way for me from any difficulty, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all the people around me to be a source of mercy for me. I have the hope, I have the reassurance, I have the tranquility and the peace of mind, and all praise to Allah. All this is from the Quran. So again and again, sisters and brothers who are listening to the class, let us love the Quran from the deep inside of our spirits. Let us live Allah's mercy in its words. Let us feel the benefit of its mercy in our spirits. Let us appreciate the Quran as it deserves. Again and again, sisters, we are having a problem as Muslims in our relation with the Quran. We say with our tongue, the Quran is very important. We love the Quran. The Quran is the book of Allah. All are sayings. but it is not the reality of our feelings towards the Quran. Because if we appreciate the Quran as it deserves, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book of guidance and mercy, immediately you will be attached to the Quran, and immediately the Quran will be the most important book in your life. Again and again, I have a personal advice. Don't spend a lot of time to read books written by human beings. Spend most of the time to read the depths of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran. Recite the Quran loudly, because when you recite it loudly, you start to feel the Quran in a totally different way. When you have more time, start to memorize some of the surahs of the Quran, the small ones. But after knowing the meaning, after knowing the message, after finishing learning about the whole Quran, don't start with memorization. Memorization is the last step. But the most important is that most of the Muslims, they spend time to read books around the Quran, or books written by human beings. And we don't have the time to read the book which is written by the Lord of the Lords. And reading the Quran, sister, doesn't mean that I will just recite the surah. No, reading the Quran means I recite the surah, then I read the tafsir, and I read the meaning. Then I myself try to think it over, to tell to myself, in reality, I am following this rule in my life. In reality, this rule will be beneficial. This is how the Quran has to be having a rule in our life. Actually, let us prove to ourselves that we are from the believers whom the Quran is the mercy for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that the Quran is the mercy for the believers. So whoever Muslim is not feeling the mercy from the Quran, he needs to revise his belief so that he will have the Quran as a source of mercy. Let us make the worldly life full of mercy, as we will have the mercy from the Quran, and we will distribute it all around us, making life more peaceful and beautiful, and proving that the Quran is the book of mercy. Actually, again and again, sisters, if we want to prove to ourselves and to all the humanity that Islam is the religion of peace and mercy, we must first, we Muslims live the Quran and get the mercy of the Quran in our spirits, so that we will start to distribute it to all around us. At that point, all the humanity will realize the reality that Islam is the religion of peace and mercy. Again and again, it is the duty of the Muslims, which they will be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question every one of us. Did you know the message? Did you realize the message? Did you follow the message? Did you feel the guidance and mercy from the Quran? And if you feel it, did you clarify it to the other people so that others will realize that Islam is the religion of peace and mercy? Or this was not the condition, and because of our weak relation with the Quran, Islam is having its situation now. Its message is not clear to everyone. None knows what is the Quran. None knows why the Muslims are far away from their book, which is supposed to be the book of mercy and guidance. Again and again, our relation with the Quran is the source of guidance and mercy, but also it will be a question on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question every one of us about our duty towards the Quran. So let us from now, sisters, repent to Allah. I am the first one always to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I live one day away from the Quran, all praise to Allah, I can do it. The Quran for me is more important than food or drink. I can't live a day without the Quran, alhamdulillah. And this is what I supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep me on this until I meet him, inshaAllah. But I want every one of you, and I am the first one, to repent to Allah that we live far away from the Quran, not just to recite the Quran, and not just to learn the tajweed and music of the Quran. The Quran is the book of message. The Quran is the way of life. The Quran is the principles, values, and manners of the believer in the worldly life. The Quran is the source of guidance and mercy. The Quran is the book of my Lord, the one whom I love, the one to whom I belong, the one whom all my affairs is in my hands. How I will not have his book very close to me in my life? How I will live without his book? How I will live without his words? And this is why, sisters, most of the people now are complaining that we are very sad and we are very upset and we are impatient and life is not good and everyone is selfish. Yes, because the source of mercy and kindness is not in the life of the Muslims. So how they will be merciful to each other and how they will love each other, support each other, take care of each other, even with the humanity? The Quran is the source of mercy for the Muslims so that they will become a source of mercy for the humanity. But they are not a source of mercy for even themselves, so how they will become a source of mercy for the humanity? All this because of their weak and unclear relation with the Quran. So this is, if every one of us is looking for Allah's mercy to make his heart full of reassurance, hope, power, peace, and tranquility, it is the Quran. Again and again, at the beginning and at the end, it is the Quran, the words of Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. The one who creates life, he sent a book full of guidance and mercy. And he clarified to us, come close to it, you will have all the mercy. Inside your spirits, then you will distribute it to all life. We Muslims, we don't come close to it. Then we complain to Allah, oh Allah, our worldly life is very bad. Did we have minds? Did we think? Did we know the reality? Did we know the truth? Then every one of us has to check with herself about this before, sisters, it is too late. Too late for our hardships in the worldly life, which are increasing every day. And also it is too late for we people whom we can die at any minute. Maybe I will die now. If someone is never close to the Quran, never know anything about the Quran, values, manners, anything. Anyone has a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is still time to learn about the Quran? No one has the guarantee. So why Muslims are far away from the source of mercy? Again and again, you will believe that everyone will have in this life what he or she deserves. Those whom they deserve the mercy, Allah will make them to live with the Quran, because the Quran is the source of guidance and mercy. Those whom they deserve to be lonely, upset, and having the feeling which everyone is complaining from, these are the people whom they choose to live away from the Quran. So, number one, regarding to our topic today, the source of mercy on life is number one, the Quran, as I clarified to you in detail. The second source of mercy, which you will learn from the Quran now, inshallah, message. Actually, I want to release message for every Muslim and Muslima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. You must believe in this from the deep inside of your spirit. Out of his mercy, he sent that book to us. And that book, the Quran, is the source of mercy for every believer. But sisters, we don't have time because actually we don't believe it. If you believe that the Quran is the source of mercy, reassurance, solutions of all your problems, believe me, I mention this to many sisters in many classes. I always mention, whenever you have a problem in your life, just Quran on any page, and recite what you will have in front of you, you will find the solution of your problem. Allah will send for you a message related to your problem, because this is the book of the Lord, of the Creator of the heavens and earth. He knows what our spirit is in need of, and he put all this message in that book, because his book must be the unique book over the earth. The Quran is the only book over the earth which is having the mercy and the guidance. Whenever it touches your heart, immediately your psychological condition will be changed. There are many people, actually I will tell you a story, subhanallah, I read it and I know the one whom he mentioned that story. Actually there were a group of Muslims and they were traveling on a ship from one country to another country. And there were some Muslims and some non-Muslims on that in that trip. It was the Friday, and it comes the Friday prayer. So the Muslims decided to pray the Friday prayer on the ship. So they collect together, and they stand, and one of them said the khutbah, and then they started to pray Friday prayer. After the khutbah, three of the non-Muslim came to them, and they have tears in their eyes. And they start questioning, what is this music which you were reciting while you were praying, and also the same music we hear it in between to the imam whom who was saying the khutbah. He told them, this is the Quran, this is our book. He told us that whatever we hear from you during the khutbah didn't touch our heart. Only there were some words in between which touched our heart very strongly. He told them, this is the Quran. You see, sister, yes, this is the book of Allah, the Lord. If you believe that Allah is the Lord, if you believe that this life is controlled by one, that one, Allah, has his own words, sending it to us, clarifying and proving that this is the way to the mercy and to the guidance and reassurance and peace and every good for the spirit. This is the cure and healing for the spirit. And actually all these classes which we are having, and inshallah it will be many, many classes, it has the title of the cure and heal for the spirits of the believer. And they are all from the verses of the Quran. In every class, mostly I have one verse of the Quran. And around this verse, we will have a class for 1 hour. And you can't imagine, alhamdulillah, the response of the classes of healing and the cure all around the world. You can't imagine how many emails I am receiving from all over the world about these classes. We love the Quran. We start to feel that there is the secret of the Quran. We start to feel the mercy of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that after the last class, which is have the title, You Are Not Alone, Allah is Always With You, one man, he wrote to me that I was about to commit suicide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And Allah sent your message for me. I don't know how you get my email. And I listened to that class, and I totally changed my point of view. Thank you very much. جزاك الله خير. I will be always. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sisters, this is not mona. This is the message of the Quran. Cure, healing, and mercy. We need it. Everyone needs it. So let us again change our attitude towards the Quran. Let us learn and know that if I have mercy from my Lord in this life, it will be the Quran. So I must have this book to be my highest priority in my life. I must find a way to have the mercy from the Quran. And I clarified to you the states of consciousness, which everyone has to try to become close to the Quran. Again and again, sisters, we have long time, we spend long time, and we waste long time thinking about our problems, crying, complaining to other people, trying to have antidepressants, trying to have medicines to sleep. But we don't spend the time to become close to the Quran in the way which I clarified to you. Why? Let us question ourselves, because again and again it is not clear for the spirits of the Muslims that the Quran is the book of mercy and healing. You are looking in reality for healing, for mercy. Don't go to the psychologist. With all the respect to the psychologist, go to the psychologist who creates your spirit. This is the psychologist which you are supposed to go to him. He is very close to you. You will not pay for him any dollars, but it is the opposite. You will have guidance and mercy, and with every letter you will have 10 good deeds. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again and again, sisters, if anyone is looking for any improvement in his or her worldly life, revise your relation with the Quran. Pray two rak'ahs to Allah, ask repentance, and ask Allah to make the Qur'an the most beloved issue in your life, in every sujood. Ask Allah, oh Allah, I want to love the Qur'an, I want to understand the Qur'an, I want to live with the Qur'an. Make the Qur'an love, be loved to my spirit. Make the Qur'an in my daily life. Oh Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, will answer you because this is His command. His command is to live with the Qur'an. So again and again, sisters, have the hope, have the reassurance. Be sure that inshallah there is a solution for your spiritual problems and for anybody illnesses or diseases. Life is created by the most merciful, and He is putting for us in every corner the hope and the reassurance. But just He wants you to get the reward from His book. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all the time calling us for the Qur'an? Because He wants you to get the reward from the Qur'an, to get the mercy from the Qur'an. When Allah calls us to become closed for the Qur'an, it is for our sake. Because Allah is not in need of anyone, because Allah is the creator and the owner of everything. So I have to sit with myself for half an hour and have a conversation with myself. To tell to myself, we tried all the means to solve our problem, and it failed. Because nowadays, most of the people, or maybe all the people, except very little, are very selfish. Even sometimes you cannot find anyone to listen to your problem. Everyone wants to talk about his own problem. But when you want to tell to someone, please, I want to tell you about my problem, she will tell you, I am too late. Salaamu alaykum. Salaamu alaykum, sister. This is a very nice person. She tell you, salaamu alaykum. Next time she will escape. When she will see your face, she will tell Mona, will start complaining. No, 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 I don't have time. Even to listen, not to share or to help. Or to participate, or to support. Never, never, never. I have my own problems, my sister. Yes, salamu alaikum, and I will not come anymore. Oh Allah, why? Why I am supposed to ask the help from the human being? If I am a true believer, that all the matters are only up to the one who has the word be, I will be looking for the guidance, help, and support only from him. None of the human being. I never complain to human beings because they are human beings like me, poor human beings in need of the one. So I will directly have the bond with the one. All the time. How to have it all the time, day and night, through his book. Whenever I'm upset, I will get the habit. Whenever I'm upset, I will be after the Quran. Until the Quran will become the source of mercy to my spirit. When it will become the source of mercy to my spirit, I will have the bond with it. Then it will be more easy to come to it. Then I will be happy when I come to it. Then the Quran will be the most important priority. Then, inshallah, now I am a true believer. Because I am getting the reward and I am getting the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any minute, day and night. When you will come to the Quran like this, immediately you will have the sincerity in prayer, which most of the Muslims are writing to me, Sister Mona, please give us the classes about sincerity in prayers. I can't give the classes about sincerity in prayers for Muslims whom they are not close to the Quran. Sincerity in prayers is a connection between you and bond, between you and the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't have the bond with his words, with his values, with his manners, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are not looking, this is the most important. You must be the one to look and to have the goal to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this from you, you will start with the Quran. Again and again, the Quran. After the Quran, immediately. When you will be called to pray, you will have the bond with Allah because the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are close to your spirit. You never lose attention in prayer. How I lose attention? While I am reciting the words of the Quran, which I am living with it day and night. When I say Allahu Akbar, yes, Allah is the greatest. Yes, I know this from the Quran. When I say Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I feel it because yes, I learned it from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner, the sustainer, the planner, the decider. I know I can concentrate and have sincerity in prayer because I know the one whom I am meeting in my prayer. How you know him? From his book, from his words. He taught it to me, inshallah. You always come to the Quran with the sincerity when you are having hardship in your life. You know, when you feel that you are so lonely and people around you are busy with their life or they are not around. So now, what can I do in my problems while I am so lonely? When you have this feeling, okay, and that I am lost and I am sad and I am crying, none is listening to me, everyone is busy, what is the future, why I have to live, what about tomorrow? You know, this kind of feeling from the shaitan, actually, it comes to the human being. At that point, this is the point when you come to the Quran will give you all the feeling which you are looking for. So you will start to feel the mercy of the Quran, especially when you are having a hardship. The Quran will touch your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, you know, sisters, the problem is that we are under the impression that if I read the tafsir or I read the tajweed or I do this, I will get the mercy of the Quran. No, the mercy of the Quran is something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will push it or put it in your heart while you are reciting the Quran. Nobody can explain what is this, what kind of feeling. Nobody knows it because this is something from Allah. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always making an appointment for every believer with the Quran. If you are inshallah the one to deserve to live with the book, when you will have this appointment while you are in severe hardship, as it happens to me 20 years ago, you will feel that this is what I was looking for. Okay, everyone is busy, my parents died, I lost the job, my kids are not around me, they are in the school, I am lonely outside my country. But now when I recite 2 pages of the Quran, I felt that the power and the only power is with me. All praise to Allah. Allah will take you 1,000 steps up in your spirit. At that point, you will tell to yourself, this is what I am looking for, inshallah. Every day I have to give to my spirit this feeding, the feeding of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must listen to these words. I must recite it loudly. I must enjoy it. I will sit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If life is busy, but I can get the connection with Allah at any time. So inshallah, next day, you will try to have the same meeting, because now it is the medicine and the healing. Every day you will try to have it. You will adjust your schedule. This is the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows from your spirit that you are in need of Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you the way with Him inside your spirit. After a few days, as I clarified, you will find that you are in a totally different shape. And all around you will notice. But the change is that now I can't live without the Quran. This is the change which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it for your life. Every believer is having this opportunity in his or her life. Because Allah will question us about the Quran on the Day of Judgment. So let every one of us try to live this opportunity. Tell to yourself from today, what is the best time of my life? After Fajr prayer, before Fajr prayer, before sleeping, at 5 p.m., whatever. The time when your spirit is in peace. Sit alone. Tell to yourself, now I am out of the worldly life. Now I am in the presence of the one, the owner, the creator, my Lord, whom after I will recite the Quran, I will start doing dua to Him. I will start calling on Him. I will get the power from Him. Day after day after day, inshallah, every one of us, inshallah, will feel the mercy of the Quran in his own and in her life. And at that point, you will realize why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many times in the verses of the Quran that the Quran is the source of guidance, cure, healing, and mercy for the believers. inshallah today we already learned about the Quran as source of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah next week we will continue to learn about the other ways to mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which were mentioned in the Quran and on the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah we will continue next week.